WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Three people suffered what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries during a rollover accident last night north of Atlantic. According to dispatch reports from the Cass County Communications Center, the accident happened at around 10 p.m. on Buck Creek Road near the intersection with Eastland Street. The victims were out of the vehicle when law enforcement arrived on the scene prior to Atlantic Fire and Rescue. We currently have no other details available. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Lon at Lindeman Tractor. See, our combines have been going real good, both new and used recently, as the guys are getting started. In the meantime, we've traded for a heck of a bunch of nice late model used machines. We've got some used TR99s, TR89s. In addition to that, every day we're changing our inventory of late model used ones. Recently, we've got in some New Holland CRs, both 9070s, 9060s, 960s. So if you're thinking about moving up, give us a holler soon as possible. Also, New Holland's got some excellent financing. We've got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. So get in here, take a look. The inventory is changing every day. Give us a holler and we'll get you updated and let you know what we've got in. Call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
Central Texas police are investigating a shooting that left a Western Iowa soldier serving at Fort Hood dead and another injured. Police say 22-year-old specialist Jamie Lee Schneider of Carter Lake died Thursday night during a fight outside of a Killeen, Texas home near the Central Texas Army Post. A 21-year-old Fort Hood soldier whose name wasn't released was also shot. It's unclear if he remains hospitalized. Killeen Police spokeswoman Carol Smith says a man was taken into custody, questioned, and released. Fort Hood officials say Schneider entered active duty service in 2008. He was assigned to the 3rd Battalion, 82nd Field Artillery Regiment, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division at Fort Hood since 2008. He served in Iraq in 2009 and again in 2011. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Villisca man was arrested Tuesday afternoon. 50-year-old Gary Lee Mattson was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for contempt, illegal resistance to order or process. Mattson was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $800 bond. For the second day in a row Tuesday, firefighters and farmers with disc implements battled a field fire in the area. The Atlantic Fire Department was called to the scene of a cornfield fire just after 11 a.m. at 3484 Falcon Avenue in Audubon County, just on the other side of the Cass County line. Also assisting at the scene were the Exira and Brayton Fire Departments. The fire was declared extinguished at around 11:50 a.m. On Monday afternoon, crews from Atlantic and Marnie were called to a field fire located about 1 mile north of Highland Road and 6 miles west of Atlantic. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said it appears the blaze started with an overheated bearing and an auger while the machine was unloading grade into a bin. Crews were on the scene there for about 4 hours and then again later in the evening when some areas rekindled due to the strong winds. About 15 to 20 acres of already harvested corn was burned on Monday. The Iowa Finance Authority recently approved a combined total of more than $13 million in water quality loans to assist several cities, including Griswold. Griswold will receive a $1.637 million loan for a clean water construction project. The construction loans are a source of low-interest financing for those communities to address pollution of Iowa streams and lakes. The funding is made available through the State Revolving Funds Construction Loan and Planning and Design Loan programs. The first of four drought workshops organized by the U.S. Department of Labor was held Tuesday in Omaha. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said this year's historic drought has highlighted the resiliency of the American agriculture and the capacity of farmers to embrace new technologies and new techniques.
One of the reasons why we're going to potentially see yields a little bit higher than we anticipated is because of our farmers' acceptance of new technologies, seed technologies in particular, that have allowed yields to be greater than anticipated because the crops were more resilient. At the same time, our farmers have embraced conservation, and because of their embracing of conservation, perhaps they've been able to retain the moisture more effectively than they have in the past.
Vilsack, a former Iowa governor, said the lack of a new farm bill will likely delay the federal response to the drought. He added the drought's impact extends far beyond the family farm.
I think we learned today that there are a lot of implications to this drought that you might not think of at first, the impact on tourism, for just as an example, the impact on energy supplies, the impact on water resources for communities. This extends obviously beyond the serious impact that it has on our producers.
And many workshop attendees agreed the livestock industry faces the biggest challenges in the months ahead with tight supplies of feed grains and high prices. Matt Swantek, an Iowa State University Extension swine program specialist, said pork producers are definitely concerned about their cash flow.
What's it going to take to stay in business and be able to keep the family part of that aspect going, maintaining livestock numbers? Because when this does turn, it's going to be a turn for the good, which has always been the case in the past. And if we don't have pigs out there to take advantage of it, there's not going to be an opportunity for the long term.
Three more workshops are scheduled to discuss resources available to assist with drought recovery efforts. Those meetings will be held in Pueblo, Colorado, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and a site yet to be determined in Ohio. And finally in the news, Iowa farmers are close to wrapping up this year's harvest as they work to get drought-damaged crops out of the fields as cooler weather arrives. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says 76% of the corn has been harvested, which is a month ahead of normal. 80% of the soybeans are in from the fields, which is 2 weeks ahead of normal. The USDA said in Tuesday's report that the corn condition is 47% poor or very poor, 33% fair, and 20% in good or excellent shape. Soybeans are 31% poor or very poor, 37% fair, and 32% in good or excellent condition. The statewide average rainfall was just 5/100ths of an inch. That's the 20th week in the past 22 with below normal precipitation. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Lon at Lindeman Tractor. CR combines have been going real good, both new and used recently, as the guys are getting started. In the meantime, we've traded for a heck of a bunch of nice late model used machines. We've got some used TR99s, TR89s. In addition to that, every day we're changing our inventory of late model used ones. Recently, we've got in some New Holland CRs, both 9070s, 9060s, 960s. So if you're thinking about moving up, give us a holler soon as possible. Also, New Holland's got some excellent financing. We've got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. So get in here, take a look. The inventory is changing every day. Give us a holler and we'll get you updated and let you know what we've got in. Call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
In the funeral announcements, Daryl Behrens, age 76, of Red Oak, died Thursday. Funeral services for Daryl Behrens will be today at 10 o'clock at the Red Oak Presbyterian Church. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Pam Peterson, age 63, of Aurelia and formerly of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Pam Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Aurelia. Wharton Reddick Funeral Home in Aurelia has the arrangements. Virginia Peterson, age 76, of Atlantic and formerly of the Brayton area, died Monday. Funeral services for Virginia Peterson will be held today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. David Van Skoik, age 64, of Manila, died Saturday. Funeral services for David Van Skoik will be today at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Dale Lambertson, age 88, of Westphalia, died Sunday. Graveside services for Dale Lambertson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Larson, age 71, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for James Larson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wayne Bivens, age 75, of Hancock, died Monday. Funeral services for Wayne Bivens will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Ron Gutenfelder, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday. Memorial services for Ron Gutenfelder will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. David Freddie Allen Duskin, age 64, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Dave Duskin will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Commons. The family asks you honor Dave by wearing your favorite athletic apparel for the remembrance. And Mary Ann Brown, age 82, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Ann Brown are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.